Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, another Tactical Tuesday episode. And you saw the title. Today we want to talk about something we get asked all the time from people thinking about purchasing our course or thinking about purchasing Dropship Lifestyle. What is the difference between Dropship Breakthrough and Dropship Lifestyle? And today, John and I are going to dive in and hopefully give you a nice, fair, thoughtful breakdown of what are the actual differences between our course and Dropship Lifestyle.
Awesome. Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, I think. And definitely, it's a question we get asked a lot. If you've been listening to the podcast, it's no secret that me and Ben have a high-ticket dropshipping program called Dropship Breakthrough. And one of the questions we get all the time from people who are, you know, considering being a member of that program is what's the difference between what you guys do and Dropship Lifestyle, which is probably, you know, the other significant, at least in my view, high-ticket dropshipping program out there. It's been around for a long time. And it's one that a lot of people come across. So we thought, why not answer that question for you all? And, from our point of view, at least, see what we think.
And if you're already a member of Dropship Lifestyle or one of the many copycats that came about from that course, we've got an offer for you at the end because we want you inside our group, and I think we can show you why you want to be inside our group as well. So stick around to the end for that. But I think it's important for us to disclose right up front, John, the reason we know quite a bit about Dropship Lifestyle is that's actually what both of us took, God, going back 8 years now for you, John, and 7 years ago for me, which seems like a lifetime ago at this point. But you took the course in 2014. I took the course in 2015. I've got a little note here. I'm a huge fan of Laura, who's part of the course. I have nothing but love for what that course did for me back in 2015, but I think as we'll get into later in this show, it's missing a lot, and you know, that's kind of the reason we're here today in the first place.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got to be honest. We both took the course. It, you know, was helped to change our lives and what we're doing, you know, fundamentally. And we want to be open about that. Definitely, obviously, this is probably a bit of a controversial episode to do for some people. But the reality is there are some real differences between what we do, what happens at Dropship Lifestyle. And that's not to be, you know, I don't want to give the impression that we're like dissing Dropship Lifestyle or anything like that. That's not the case. But, you know, there's some differences and we want to make sure that, you know, people understand what those differences are and can make a, you know, an informed decision about, you know, how they're going to go about, you know, learning of how to build and grow their own high ticket dropshipping business.
And John and I discussed this at length before we hit record of like, we have to be fair here. We have to be honest. We have to be fair. We have to be thoughtful in our response because we both took this. This is the reason I'm sitting here today. That was my first exploration of entrepreneurship. That was what got me started was the Dropship Lifestyle course. And that, you know, jumping ahead a little bit of what it does well, that's what I think it does well. It takes you from zero to one. It gives you the playbook to launch a business. But I think it's missing a lot of key ingredients after that, that I had to learn on my own. And I think John, you had to learn on your own as well. That really helped me, you know, take a business to eight figures, and help a few other businesses get well into seven figures. And so I want to talk about what DSL did well, and I want to give them praise where their praise is due, but I also want to talk about what's missing. And then, you know, why you and I really came together on this course that we have together.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, and it's probably worth saying as well that, you know, since taking it, when I first looked at it, you know, and as you mentioned, that was 8 years ago for me back in 2014, or yeah, that's 8 years now, isn't it? God. You know, there's been a lot more added to that program since we first have taken it, but you know, I'm still a member over there. And so I've seen what's been added and all that sort of thing. But for me, I mean, Dropship Lifestyle, one of the great things about it is it does give you a really great blueprint for, you know, going through that process of building your business. So just taking you through the steps that we've talked about, a lot of which we've talked about on this podcast already, you know, finding your niche, building your first website, you know, finding suppliers for your business, all of that sort of stuff, up until the point where you're ready to launch your business and sort of get your first customers. I mean, I think pretty consistently, you know, people who have gone through that program are able to do that. So, and that's really, for me, when I took it, it was, you know, did help me a lot to get through that process. Absolutely. So I think that's really where Dropship Lifestyle shines is in that, you know, getting your business built and set up and ready to launch.
And even in that part, I don't think we agree on things, right? Like, I believe that course wants you to find things that aren't branded and find things that are super generic. And I personally don't agree with that. We define niche research and market research as finding the who, not necessarily going to find product. We want to find the person we're serving. And I don't think that course teaches that. But you're right, John. It helped me get started. I launched the 3D printer guy. You can go find that on Wayback Machine. It no longer exists. But I launched that business out of that course. And you can see, honestly, how basic that is, because that's all the knowledge that I was able to take from that course. But I exited that for 1 year's pay at my job, right? So it was life-changing moment for me. And that 0 to 1, again, we try to address it on this podcast. It's definitely in Dropship Breakthrough, but that 0 to 1 is something that they definitely do well. And you know, they got recognized by Shopify for it as being the best e-commerce course of whatever year it was, 2017, 2018, something like that. And so getting started, they definitely do well.
And as you mentioned, I think there are some even other courses out there, which, I mean, we're not going to go through a list of them. There are other courses out there that were started, you know, by people after looking at Dropship Lifestyle and really did exactly the same thing, basically. I mean, let's be fair, like down to each video was almost exactly the same. And a lot are even worse. So, I mean, like, honestly, there's some really terrible ones out there that we've seen. So in that space, yeah, I mean, compared to all of those other ones as well, I think for that 0 to 1 bit, Dropship Lifestyle is definitely better than all of those other kind of, I mean, we call them copycat courses, because they just went and did exactly the same thing and didn't take it any further, didn't offer any new insight, even in that 0 to 1 space. And those definitely should be avoided.
Yeah, I hesitate to name a few because they're that bad, John. Like, there's some people that they worked there and they went off and created their own thing that was a direct copycat. There's some people who were students that did okay, I guess. And like you said, just straight up copied the course, and I don't even want to name them. I don't want people to go find they're not great. And we've had quite a few people come over to us after going through there. And so, yeah, it's sad what's happened there. But let's get back to DSL, right? So they helped us start, right? No question. John and I got from 0 to 1 by taking DSL, but I feel like there's things missing there. So we have a lot of students who come to us and talk to us, just starting off, like ads. I don't think what I learned in that course taught me how to do Google Ads very efficiently, if I'm honest. There was some stuff in there that was like way over my head and way too spreadsheety than you ever need to be inside of Google Ads to be good at it. And then I had to go learn a lot on my own. I had to go learn how to do things the appropriate way to, you know, really set up, you know, I call it the inverted funnel. I used to teach it back in the day. I didn't invent it for sure, but I had to go learn it. I had to go learn how to build the priority funnel and put it into a course. I had to go learn how to do remarketing the right way. I had to go learn how to use YouTube and use the display network and use Gmail advertising and things like that. And so, that's just one place. What else you feel is missing from that course?
Well, for me, I mean, it was, I think really, and thinking back to one, my own experience and launching my first businesses there. Also, you know, based on feedback that I've got from over the years, like literally hundreds and hundreds of people who have been through that program and have come across me in some way, whether it's through coaching or consulting or, you know, now members of our own course, is that while they get to the point of launching their business and making their first few sales, you know, with few hiccups, if you like, they get to that point and then they kind of just feel lost because there's not, really anything to help them take it further. So, you know, as you mentioned, how to do ads properly, but things like search engine optimization, you know, for example, which is a massive part of growing a high ticket dropshipping business. I mean, that's pretty much entirely absent from that program. There's a few basic mentions of it, if you like, in there, but there's nothing there on how to do that. And the reality is, if you can't make that happen in your business, then you're not going to grow, you know, a really strong high ticket dropshipping business. That's just a fact, right? So there's nothing there. There's nothing on how to manage your finances, right? How to manage your business finances. I mean, this is a big thing, right? A lot of people actually get this really wrong. Because most people who come into high ticket dropshipping are not, you know, haven't learned that stuff. You don't learn that stuff in school. You don't learn it anywhere else. And if this is your first business, you're not actually going to know how to do it. Even though it may be really simple once you know how to do it, a lot of people get that wrong. So there's that sort of stuff, you know, conversion rate optimization, content marketing, email marketing. You know, I mean, there's like the marketing machine between growing a big high ticket dropshipping business is fairly complex. There's a number of things that have to come together and work together for you to have a really strong sustainable business that lasts for years and years, right? And also is really valuable, because the more of those things you can implement, the higher sale value your business is going to have if you ever want to take an exit, right? And so I was just constantly getting people coming to me and saying, well, I've launched, now what do I do? I don't know what to do next. I'm confused. I don't see any sort of pathway for me to follow to go from, like, say, making $20,000 a month in sales, but I want to make $200,000 a month in sales. How do I get from where I am to there? So it's kind of like, I think, as you said, like, you've gone from 0 to 1. How do you get from 1 to 10? Right, and that could be $10 million a year in revenue, you know, which is possible with one of these businesses, right? How do you get there? And there's just nothing there in Dropship Lifestyle. And that's really what spurred me to start, at least the predecessor to Dropship Breakthrough, is that I wanted to fill that gap for people. I wanted to say, well, this is that roadmap to take you from 1 to 10. These are all the things you've got to be doing. This is how you do them, like in step-by-step screen shared sort of stuff. And that's actually where we started. We added on the 0 to 1 bit after, in fact. So, you know, that was really the whole thing, was just I was talking to so many people, as well as remembering my own experience starting a high-ticket dropshipping business. And it was just such a consistent message. I actually got sick of answering the same questions for people. So I was like, man, there's obviously a gap here. We have to do something about it.
I just want to jump in here real quick and say, if you're loving this show, the number one thing you can do to help us right now is to smash that subscribe or follow button and leave us a review. It really does help us to grow this show and reach more people. And you can do it right now while you're listening. And also, if you've got a friend or two that you know should be listening to this show, make sure you share it with them or just send them to dropshippodcast.com. We'd love to have them join us as well. And real quick, I've got two additional dropshipping resources that we would love to share with you. The first is our free dropshipping Facebook group called the Dropship Tribe. It's all about high ticket dropshipping, and you can learn a ton in there. All you need to do is jump onto Facebook and search the Dropship Tribe, or go to facebook.com/groups/dropshiptribe and hit the join button. Now, if you're loving the Dropship Podcast and you want more, we actually have a members-only version of this show where we go even deeper into high-ticket dropshipping. We do question and answers with our members, website reviews, teardowns, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. It's just $5 an episode, which is like a cup of coffee. And as a bonus, you get free access to our entire back catalogue of episodes when you join. So you can binge it without paying a cent. Just head over to patreon.com/dropshippodcast. And just as a note, you can find the links to both of those resources below in the show notes. Now let's dive back into the show.
Look, let's address what's the same, right? What is the same as the 0 to 1? And then I don't want to shortchange what 0 to 1 is. Like, if you're sitting on your ass watching Netflix every night, dreaming of a business, You haven't even done 0-1. 0-1 is huge. 0-1 actually gets you in the game, gets you started, gets you learning, and gives you a reason to go explore that 1-10, right? And so, you know, again, I'm clapping DSL. They got John and I started. They did the 0-1. They got me from flipping stuff at yard sales and driving a forklift all day to doing this full time, right? They got me 0-1. They got me out of the gates and they got me curious about marketing. And that's where I had to go learn how to do ads better. I had to go learn how to do SEO, which ended up being a game changer for growing the businesses I've been part of. I had to go learn email marketing. I had to go learn how to love your customer. I had to go learn conversion rate optimization. I had to learn everything, right? And so that's when John came to me and was like, let's just do this together. It was an episode on my podcast where John and I just gave away 0-1. We did the whole thing. It's like a 2-hour long podcast on the BK show where we gave away 0-1. And we've done basically that here on the Dropship podcast as well as on our Patreon. But the 1-10, that's going to take some effort, right? That's, you have to build this marketing machine around your business. And so what's the same? 0-1. And everyone needs that 0-1. If that's all you learn from this podcast, whether you buy DSL, whether you buy Dropship Breakthrough, whether you go to YouTube, whether you listen to podcasts, whatever, start. That is the most important thing, is actually getting started. And that's what's the same between Dropship Breakthrough and Dropship Lifestyle. But where we're different is just the marketing machine, as John said. There's a much more comprehensive take on how to build an actual business inside of Dropship Breakthrough. And I think we should break down some of the things that are different. Like you touched one, John. Isaac Smith came in and created the financial aspect of Dropship Breakthrough. He created a module here on how to keep your books clean, how to manage your money, how to, I believe he's a big profit first guy. So I'm sure he mentioned, you know, take some for yourself before you reinvest in your business.
Yeah, we've got like actually 2 whole modules just on how to do that. You know, a little financial management piece, one for beginners who are just launching their first business, and one that's a little bit more advanced, which introduces some additional, you know, concepts and ways of doing things that are relevant to you if you're making, you know, a substantial amount of money. So that's different. Look, we've rattled off a whole bunch of other things as well already, but all of those individual sort of marketing topics, you like, so let's use our favorite one, which is SEO, right? I mean, in Dropship Breakthrough, we've got essentially an entire course on SEO in there. Like if we pulled that out, right, with its bits around content marketing, backlink building, you know, on-page SEO, technical SEO, I mean, it's all in there. We could pull that out and sell that as a course if we wanted to, right? That's how comprehensive it is. It's not like we've got one video in there on SEO. We've got, I think, I can't remember off the top of my head, but maybe 35 to 40 videos which are relevant to SEO. We've got the same thing with Google Ads. You could pull that out and it would be a course on Google Ads, right, for high ticket businesses. Conversion rate optimization. So look, the list is pretty long, but it's comprehensive, right? And that's always been our aim, is to give people who want to start a high ticket dropshipping business everything they're ever going to need. It doesn't matter what point you're at, whether you're at, you know, $1 in revenue a year or, you know, multiple 7 figures, there's something that's going to help you go a bit further.
And I think what else is different, John, is I'm still doing this. Like, I have my own high ticket dropshipping business. I have another business as well that sells, you know, my own brand of pet supplements. John, you work with a ton of high ticket dropshippers. We both do consulting. We're in our Slack channel for our paid members all the time, interacting with them, answering questions, because we do this stuff, right? And so we're still learning. And so whatever's in the course currently, which is a lot, is only going to get bigger, which is the crazy part, right? Like, I think when you brought me on board 6-7 months ago, you had 30, like you said, 35 to 40 SEO videos. And I know I'm going to add at least 10, 20, 30 more, right? Like, I'm really excited for that section of the course. You had me come in and create a private labeling section of the course, which really teaches you how to not only sell other people's products, but how to, you know, now create your own and put that in front of the audience you built. And so like, this course is only going to grow. And that excites me personally, is knowing that I'm still doing this and I'm still learning. And, you know, every little bit that I do learn, I want to throw into this course.
Yeah. I think, you know, I would, you know, say we're still in some ways just getting started. Like, there's a lot more coming to the course, which, yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about, but we've got a list of things that are getting added in there in that 1-10 space, certainly. And look, I think it's worth mentioning as well, you know, something else that, another aspect that I think is different between Dropship Lifestyle and Dropship Breakthrough, so our program, and that's, you know, that's the sort of support for students as they're going through the process, whether it's 0 to 1 or 1 to 10. And so that's our, you know, our elite membership, which I think offers people a much more comprehensive set of support options to help them get through that journey. Because, I mean, there's a lot going on. You're doing a lot of stuff, and it's a pretty lonely place to be if you're doing it by yourself. Even if you've got the help of a course and videos and all of that sort of thing to watch through and do it, you know, you still get to points where you get stuck on something, or you're wondering, am I doing this right? You know, should I be doing it differently? Tons of questions come up, even so. And the ability to get those answered, to share experiences with people who are going through the same process, I think is really a massive thing to, you know, your longevity with this business model. And I think what we have going on with our elite membership is another level once again. So when you're in there, we have group coaching program. So we have group coaching calls weekly, which anyone can join to talk about this stuff. And that's once again with me. Ben, you do your office hours. I think you're doing them once a week at the moment, aren't you, pretty much?
Yeah, been doing them bi-weekly as we were in Florida.
Bi-weekly.
Terrible office. Back home now, so consider doing them weekly. More and more people keep showing up. It's been fun to do the office hours calls, and you know, just touching on the SEO again, almost every call has been on SEO. That's what people want to learn. And so it's been fun for me. And I hope to be able to bring in some other folks to those calls as well, and not just have me there answering questions, but, you know, have my network available to our students, like my buddy Leighton Taylor. He runs Envision.io. I'd love to have him come on and sit on a call, and people can ask their Shopify questions and their coding questions. And I can think of many other people who would be great to hop on those office hours calls.
Two different types of calls you can attend to get help or assistance or whatever when you need it. Then we've got a Slack channel that me and Ben are in, which is getting pretty cool. You know, I mean, it's divided into all of the different topics and things that we do, like SEO or Google Ads or people talking about failures, you know, all sorts of stuff. And we're in there like every day. Ben particularly is super active in there, answering questions and sharing stuff. So you get Slack channel. You get access to our members only podcast as well. You're in our Facebook groups. So pretty much with us, and you get direct access to me and Ben, like pretty much, I wouldn't say whenever you need it, but it's getting pretty close to that, right? You know, you get to directly talk to the people who have put together the content for you and are basically educating you in the videos. And I think that is a big difference between what we do and Dropship Lifestyle.
I think our elite membership stands alone. If you're listening to this and you're not in our elite membership, we'd love to have you over there. It's $97 a month for what we just said there, and I think that's a no-brainer, right? Group coaching calls, office hours, private Slack channel. You get free access to our Patreon podcasts, and we're looking to figure out how we can even add more value than that. And so I think that's a good upgrade. If you're listening to this and you're already a member of one of those courses, Dropship Lifestyle or any of those courses, I think we want you involved over here, right? And we get a lot of people reaching out and they're like, oh, I wish I found you before I bought this course, right? And so we'd love to have you. I think we can offer you something pretty incredible. John, what do you got for anyone who's listening to this who's already a member of somewhere else?
Yeah, so if you're already a member of Dropship Lifestyle or you know, one of the other courses out there that we haven't mentioned by name, Matt, we are going to offer you entry into Dropship Breakthrough, get everything that we do, with a $1,000 discount. So that's a big number. We're going to give you $1,000 off. All you've got to do is jump on a call with me. We're going to have a quick chat just to see where you're at and make sure that we can help you. And then I'll send you to a page where you can get access with that discount applied. So all you got to do is go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call, I believe, Ben. And book a call in there. We'll just have a free, like a nice, cruisy little chat. We'll get you in and you get a massive discount that we definitely do not offer anywhere else to anyone else.
And if you're listening to this and you're still trying to decide between the two courses, we'd love to have you. We're not going to sit here and strong arm you and tell you we're the only ones you should buy. Like, do what feels right to you. But John and I would love to have you. Our community would love to have you. We'd love to have you in the Slack channel. We'd love to be able to bounce ideas off of each other. And I'd love to see you on the group coaching calls or on the office hours with me. We'd love having you. So head on over to dropshipbreakthrough.com. There's a free training on there if you want to start there. We've got a ton of free content on this podcast, on our YouTube channel. We've got a Patreon podcast. If you want to just consume for free, go consume all of those avenues and see whether John and I are the right fit for you. But we'd love to have you. We're trying to grow something really cool over here, and you know, the more the merrier. We'd love to have a huge community that we're supporting. Any parting thoughts, Mr. Warren?
No, look, I mean, my parting thought, I mean, honestly, I mean, we said we wanted to do this particular episode honestly. I mean, we do everything honestly, but in particular this, it's important to start. Like if you've already bought a program and you want to get, you know, get access to our stuff, that's one thing. But if you're somebody who hasn't even done anything yet, right, and you're sort of sitting there mulling up, should I buy this one or that one? And that's like your sticking point and you're not making any progress because you're stuck on that. Like, seriously, just go and buy one of them. I'd prefer you to just get started, right? Stop going around in circles, get started. If you come and join us, fantastic. That'd be awesome. But, you know, if you go and buy Dropship Lifestyle, that's not going to be a bad thing either. And that's still better than you sitting around doing nothing, right? So please, if you're that person, thanks for being here. But yeah. Don't let this be something you go around in circles and circles for months and months about. Just go make a choice, do it now, and get started, because either way, it's going to be a life-changing experience for you.
Man, I appreciate how authentic both of us are. Like, I couldn't have said that any better myself. Thanks everyone for being here. Thank you for listening to this. I hope we were thoughtful. I hope we were honest. I hope we were open about everything we could be open about. And yeah, we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too. So we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.